The Labyrinth. Pre-puzzle number one.
Look out below!
You hear Gwen shout. You hustle aside as she lands in a crouch, having dropped through a trapdoor in the room above. Now you all stand beneath the woodworking shop in a long stone hallway lit by torches.
Everyone all right?
Merneith's voice calls from somewhere above you as the trapdoor closes.
Wait, Sonny blurts. You're not coming with us?
Oh, I'll be monitoring your progress from here, comes the voice, and I'll give you general directions through the maze.
Aaliyah chuckles. What happened to Cocoon and Butterfly? Shouldn't we solve this on our own?
There will be plenty of your own cocoons to work through, Merneith answers brightly. Now, go straight and take your first left.
You proceed through a series of stone hallways, with columns and archways that remind you of ancient Greek or Roman buildings. Soon you arrive at a crossroads, but each path is blocked by a cluster of oddly shaped trees. You hear Merneith's voice again.
The trees here react when you touch them. The ones in the correct path will burn away and disappear, but the other trees will melt and kick you out of the maze.
Well, which is which? Connor asks, scratching his head with his silver hand.
Normal trees don't melt, they burn, Merneith says. A melting tree is unusual and doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? The only way through is to find something that does make sense.